Welcome back to this week's edition of the Midweek Reality Check with Michael Pinto, where I try to keep Wall Street and your money real.
I'm going to apologize in advance for the quality of this recording. I am not in my office studio and therefore traveling and on the road, and I can't promise you that the audio quality will be the same as it was when I'm in the office. But the good news is I will probably put a written version of these comments out this week. I don't always do that, but I'll do it this week just to ensure that if there's any problem hearing this, you're going to get a written form of it put on my website in about, maybe in a few days. So let's get right to the podcast. So this is going to be about monetary lags and recessions. Wall Street's soft landing narrative took a serious blow recently. The mainstream financial media has been trying to convince investors that Powell is about to pivot to a dovish monetary policy stance because prices are now disinflating. And that will happen in the context of an economy that is strong and getting stronger. But the exact opposite is where you can find the truth. The Fed made it crystal clear last week that it will remain in a hawkish mode until the credit markets freeze, at least until the credit markets freeze, or there's some kind of dramatic drop in non-farm payrolls, or the stock market, plummets precipitously. They're in a hawkish stance for as long as they can get away with having that stance. Meanwhile, the economy is faltering. More evidence of this came out the day after the FOMC's December decision and Powell's press conference. The Philadelphia Fed Manufacturing Index fell to a minus 13.8 in December. This was the fourth straight decline in the manufacturing sector in a row. The New York Fed's Empire State Manufacturing Survey of General Business Conditions Index fell to a negative reading of 11.2 in December, down from November's reading of a positive 4.5. The data significantly missed expectations for a slight decline of 1.1%. Retail sales fell 0.6% in November in nominal terms from October, according to the Commerce Department, which was the largest drop in 11 months. This drop is significant given the figure is not adjusted for inflation at all, the nominal number. So in real terms, not only is it negative, nominal terms it's negative, but in real terms, it's profoundly negative. However, the job market remains strong. Wait, I have one more piece of information I want to give you about the economic data. Very important. Building permits fell 11.2% in November. Meanwhile, existing home sales declined 7.7% on a monthly basis and were down 35.4% year over year, making the 10th straight month of declines. Moving on. And that was a brief overview of just what we got as far as economic data, negative economic data, in just the past week from my last podcast. However, the job market remains strong in the eyes of the Fed. Initial claims fell again to 211,000 for the week ending December 10th, down 20,000 from the previous week, according to the Labor Department. Now, this is a problem because the Fed is laser focused on increasing the unemployment rate because Powell and the rest of the Phillips curve obsessed Fed is mistakenly believing that inflation comes from a wage price spiral. But in contrary fact, inflation arises when a central bank destroys the confidence in a fiat currency's purchasing power, not from too many people becoming productive and working and enjoying real rising wages. But this means Powell will need to first see large numbers of initial jobless claims and close to zero or even negative non-farm payroll reports in a row before he has comfort that he will be hitting his moronic 2% inflation. But getting a significant number of people fired is going to be more difficult during this recession because there were roughly half the number of people hired in the 3 years leading up to this recession than there were in the 3 years prior to the Great Recession of 2008. In other words, since we don't have the extreme excess labor to shed in this recession, you won't have the same pain in the labor market as we have seen in the past. Powell will be blinded by this mirage. It's not only the United States of America that's in this, you know, tightening rate regime. The European Central Bank sees GDP growth at just 0.5% for all of 2023, yet it still raised rates by another 50 basis points to 2% and said significant rate hikes are still ahead. The ECB head, Madame Lagarde, also laid out a plan to start its own version of quantitative tightening, starting in March at €15 billion per month. This hawkish monetary policy stance is necessary because euro area inflation is still running at double digits, 10.10% year over year in November. And yet, despite the glaring recession staring the Fed and the world in the face, Powell and the rest of the Federal Open Market Committee remain unimpressed with the reduction of inflation down to 7.1% from 9.1%. The Summary of Economic Projections, also known as the SEP, shows a desire of the Fed to increase their forecast for where the Fed funds rate will be in 2023 to 5%, up from the 4.6% projection made in the last SEP released in September. So despite disinflation, they are still raising their terminal rate for the Fed funds rate. Of course, the mainstream financial media is busy telling investors that since the Fed is almost done raising rates, that a new bull market is right around the corner. History proves this premise to be false. For example, during the preamble to the Great Recession, the Fed funds rate reached its apex in June of 2006 at 5.25%. It took 3 years for it to ascend to that level from its 1% start in June of 2003. Ben Bernanke then began to cut rates in September of 2007, but the Great Recession began anyway in December of that same year. And exactly 1 year later, from the first rate cut, the stock market went into freefall. Let me repeat that. One year after the first rate cut, the stock market went into freefall, meaning rate hikes work with a long lag of around 6 to 9 months. The situation today is much worse. The Fed will have raised rates from 0% in March of 2000, 5% by March of 2023. That is 500 basis points of rate hikes in 1 year this time around, as opposed to 425 basis points of rate hikes over the course of 3 years leading up to the Great Recession. And today we have quantitative tightening occurring, the burning of $1 trillion per year at the same time. Whereas during 2003 to 2006, there was no such reduction in the balance sheet happening. By the way, Mr. Bernanke cut rates to 0% by the end of 2008, and the stock market still didn't bottom until March of 2009. Again, this proves the point that monetary policies work with a long lag. As the cutting of interest rates by 525 basis points over the course of 15 months still didn't bring the bear market to an end in the Great Recession. Hence, these lag effects are the same reasons why the insidious ramifications of this latest tightening regime have only just begun to be felt in the economy and the markets. Remember, they just started hiking 9 months ago. So 2023 is going to be a disaster, even if the Fed starts to cut interest rates. They have to cut interest rates dramatically. They have to stop QT. And then we will start to pivot our bearishness. Most likely. That's the model will tell me if that's correct, but that's my base case scenario because it's based on history. And we continue to remain defensive right now. With 10% shorts and they're trading in and out of the gold miners. And our long positions are in bond and bond proxies with a heavy concentration in short duration assets. And in closing, I want to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas and a Happy Hanukkah. And remember, I have to remember this too. The original Christmas gift was God's gift of himself into this world for the means of giving us the ability to be with him forever.
Thank you so much for listening to this edition of the Reality Check, 5 minutes of sanity in an insane world. Please remember, if you're not already an investor with PPS, you can email me directly using mpento@pentoport.com or call the office using 732-772-9500 to get information about our portfolio services. You should also go to Amazon and order my book, The Coming Bond Market Collapse. Subscribers should contact an investment advisor before acting on any information contained in this podcast. No information on this podcast constitutes an offer to sell or buy any financial instruments or to provide any investment services. Subscribers understand there's an inherent risk in investing. PPS is a registered investment advisor.